This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Worldwide, approximately 137,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there's been more than 2 million confirmed cases. In the U.S., there are nearly 30,000 COVID-related deaths and approximately 644,000 infections. President Donald Trump is citing the coronavirus outbreak as he threatens unprecedented action, adjoining both houses of Congress to entice the Senate to approve more of his nominees. In recent years, Congress has refused to fully adjourn during most breaks, precisely to prevent the president from making recess appointments. Little or no business is conducted in such pro forma sessions, but they give members of both chambers of Congress the chance to go back home without going into recess. It's a process lawmakers also employed to thwart President Barack Obama's nominees. Trump says he's had enough. Talks in Washington are accelerating on a stopgap coronavirus relief bill aimed at helping small businesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke about President Donald Trump's request for $250 billion in emergency aid. House and Senate Democratic aides spoke by phone with Treasury officials later in the day. The money would be used to shore up a paycheck subsidy program that gives grants to businesses with fewer than 500 workers so that they can maintain payroll and rent. Top GOP leaders are vowing to stick closely to Trump's request, despite Democratic demands to add funding for states and hospitals. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Chinese leaders have reopened factories and shops in an effort to revive the economy, but the consumers whose spending propels most of China's growth have been slow to return to shopping malls and auto dealerships. Authorities are trying to encourage spending by handing out shopping vouchers, but many people are uneasy about a possible resurgence of the coronavirus or losing their jobs. The delay is a blow to automakers and other global companies that hope China will power a worldwide recovery following the most painful peacetime downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Taiwan is working on a social distancing app that people can download on a voluntary basis to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, a cabinet official said on April 11th. In an article published by Taiwan's Central News Agency, the director of the Executive Yuan's Department of Cybersecurity said the social distancing app uses Bluetooth to keep track of when the user gets close to other people. The app will issue an alert each time the user gets too close to someone else. It will also provide data on how often the user came too close to others during the day. President Donald Trump's name will be printed on the stimulus checks the IRS will be sending to tens of millions of Americans. It marks the first time a president's name has appeared on any IRS payments. Two administration's officials with knowledge of the decision tell the Associated Press that the words President Donald J. Trump will appear on the left side in the memo section of the paper checks. When Trump was asked why he wanted his name on the checks, he said he didn't know too much about it. The Bangladesh Coast Guard says at least 24 ethnic Rohingya died aboard a ship that was rescued on Wednesday with nearly 400 starving people aboard after failing to reach Malaysia and drifting for weeks. That's according to the Bangladesh Coast Guard officials on Thursday. One of those officials told Reuters in a message they were at sea for about 2 months and were starving. The official said a final decision had been made to send the 382 people on board to neighboring Myanmar, where the Rohingya are from. The last medical group aiding Wuhan, capital of central China's Hubei province, has left for Beijing, marking a milestone of the city in the battle against the novel coronavirus. Many local residents came to see off the medical workers from Peking Union Medical College Hospital based in Beijing. Since the outbreak of COVID-19, 346 medical teams of more than 42,000 medical workers nationwide rushed to Hubei to help. Almost every team was set up within 2 hours and reached Hubei and Wuhan in 24 hours.